These readers, please, to go to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
我们在站立的时候, 中文读者, 先提到,
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书, 第一章,
2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 18.
我们要读, 第一章, 8节到18节.
And we want to hear your beautiful Mandarin.
我们要听一下, 这个美丽的中文读, 我们开始读啊，第八节，你不要以我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。神救了我们，以圣招召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按着他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古以先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们。 但如今借着我们救主耶稣基督的显现才表明出来，他已经把死废去，接着圣经将不能坏的生命彰显出来。我们这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师傅，为这原因，然而我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁。
Good. Please be seated.
Until 18, right?
Yeah, 18.
我们再接着读下去啊。
Okay.
我新的那纯正话语的规模为信心和爱心，刚成所教导你的善道。 你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着，凡在亚西亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道。其中有腓基路和黑摩奇尼，愿主怜悯阿尼瑟佛一家的人，因他屡此使我爽快，不以我的所恋为耻，反倒是从那时候殷勤找我，并且找着了。
We have read lots of the Word of God this morning. This is good. To cover all bases, let's read the English together, okay? Verse 8 through 18, it looks long, but we're good readers.
看上去很长,但是我们会读得很好的。
Verse 8, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher. For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you. You are aware of the fact that all who are in Asia turned away from me. Among them are Phygelus and Hermogenes. The Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he was in Rome, he eagerly searched for me and found me. The Lord grant to him to find mercy from the Lord on that day, and you know very well what services he rendered at Ephesus. Very good. How about? Please be seated.
非常好, 大家请坐。
Brothers and sisters, you know when I am given a chance, when I'm given a choice of dates to come here.
当大家弟兄姐妹们，我们知道我这有这个很好的机会到这里来讲解神的话的时候。
I don't just look at my calendar.
我看见那个日子的时候，我不是只是看看我的日历。
This time, I believe the Lord urged me to pick 3 months in a row.
这次我想神在那里鼓励我一连三个月。
3 months in a row, so that he could get the momentum of the power of a message that is in 2 Timothy.
这三个月神会有他的能力让我在这里讲解提摩太后书的章节。
And as we are in 2 Timothy,
我们在提摩太后书。
I want to build on 3 weeks ago when we were in the first 7 verses.
我在三个礼拜前是开始了讲第二提摩太后书一章一到七节。
In reviewing for you, you remember that this is Paul's last letter written in prison to Timothy, his younger disciple.
大家回顾一下，这个提摩太后书是保罗在监狱里写给他的年轻的门徒提摩太的一封书信。
But it's not just a private letter to Timothy, it is also a letter for all the Christian churches to study and to learn the principles of pleasing God.
这个不单单只是写给他的门徒年轻的提摩太的一封私人书信，这封书信是写给所有的教会的一封书信，这个就是写给所有的教会让他们学习怎样讨神喜悦的原则。
In Paul's farewell letter, what does he want Timothy and all Christian churches to remember?
在这个保罗的这个写给提摩太的告别信里面，他想要所有的基督教会能够记得什么呢？
Paul knows that he is very close to being executed for his faith.
保罗那个时候已经知道，因为他的信仰的缘故，他很快就要被处决了。
And when we are close to our physical death,
当我们接近我们这个身体的死亡的时候，
What will you and I want to say that is very important?
你和我会说什么是最重要的事呢？
And who do we want to speak to in our last opportunities?
当我们在说这个临终的语言的时候，我们向谁说呢？
Those are powerful thoughts because sometimes as we get closer, we may not be aware of time or of where we are.
真的这个时候让人快要死的时候，我们真的有时候记不得时间，也不记得我们在哪里。
So probably we shouldn't always wait for the end before we go ahead and speak words that are true and words that are timely.
真的是我们真的是应该不能够等到最后一刻的时候，而是在提前要把我们最后的话这个及时的说完。
God is redirecting Paul's life.
神在那里把保罗的生命完全改变，他的生活完全不一样。
God redirects his life from being a Christian hater, a persecutor.
神把保罗这个人改变，他以前是恨恶基督徒的，是逼迫基督徒的。
And he changes and redirects him into a major New Testament writer.
是，然后神改变了保罗的生命，把他变成新约里面最重要的一个使徒，就是写新约圣经的。
So God changes him from the enemy of God to his preacher, his apostle, and his teacher.
神把这个保罗从基督徒的敌人变成了他的使徒，变成了教师和变成了门徒。
And whenever God calls and redirects, he always equips the person.
当神在那里呼召一个人让他出来做神的工作的时候，神一定会在那里装备这个人。
So no person apart from Jesus himself shapes the history of Christianity like this apostle Paul.
没有一个人除了耶稣基督之外像保罗那样在这个整个把基督教的这个整个的世界完全的改变了，他是最重要的。
And now he is going to clearly present the gospel, the hope, the best news. He's going to do this because he wants Timothy to get a hold of the importance of the good news.
现在这个保罗要在那里教导提摩太，就是他把最重要的基督教里面的基督徒里面的教导交给他的这个年轻的门徒提摩太，告诉他整个的全备的福音是什么。
Alice was reminding us that often when we watch the news, it's very bad news.
我们的 Alice 姐妹常常提醒我们，我们看新闻的时候，常常是很差的新闻，不好的新闻。
The gospel is more than just good news.
我们的福音，不单单只是好消息。
I think it's the best news ever.
这个是，自古以来最好的消息。
Because it deals with the problem that everybody has always had, and that is personal sin.
Yeah, 他在那里针对的就是我们每一个人都有的一个最基本的问题，就是你的罪性。
Tell me you have good news, but tell me how to deal with sin, because without forgiveness of sin, I am a prisoner.
Yeah, 因为告诉我你的什么好消息，你的好消息是什么？也告诉我，如果你有罪的话。你不对付你自己的罪，你哪里来的好消息？
And so the good news is that Jesus is the Savior of the world.
我们这里所说的好消息就是我们的耶稣基督是世界的拯救者。
And any person, equal opportunity, any person who believes that he is the only Son of God,
所有的人，任何一个人，只要相信我们的主耶稣基督是神唯一的儿子，
that he has the authority to forgive sins,
所以这样的人就有他有权柄能够赦罪。
And he has the authority to restore peace with his father.
然后这个人就能和天上的父神重建一个和好的关系。
That good news has changed more people's lives for eternity than any other news ever given.
Yeah, 这样的一个好消息就改变了世界上任何一个其他的好消息，就是他有了一个永恒的生命。
So why, if it's such good news, why don't more people receive it?
这么一个好消息，为什么很多人不接受呢？
There are lots of reasons for that, and primarily it is the self-centered life that cannot see beyond their own life usually.
有很多的原因，但最主要的原因就是他不接受的原因就是他自己为自心中心，除了他自己之外，他看不见世界上其他的东西。
Brothers and sisters, I would like to see the hands of the people here who have ever shared the gospel with someone and got some surprising responses.
我想这里问问大家，有没有举起手？如果你向别人传过福音，然后这个别人也接受了，这个有一个反应的话，请举一下手。
Were they the responses that you expected?
他们的反应是不是你所愿意看见的呢？
I've had a variety of responses.
我有过很多很多不同的不同的这个反应。
And yet, some of the people who first said no, 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 no.
有一些人，很多人就说不不，一开始就说 no 不，我不接受，我不想要。
Some of them got saved.
有一些人还真的是得救了。
Some of them have still not decided.
还有一些人到现在还没有决定。
But I do not want to be the person.
我不想成为那个人。
Who held back from them the greatest news that could have helped them?
就是我不想成为那些不想向其他人传福音的。人他们想把这些福音只留给自己，不想向其他人传。
Those of us who are real Christians,
我们这些真基督徒
have the treasure of the good news.
我们有好消息的这个宝贝。
If you hoard it, if you keep it, if you hide it, you have people who will lose because of that.
如果你只是把它归你自己藏在那里，你就知道别人就不能得到这个宝贝。
And in some ways, they may lose their souls because you had a part to play, and perhaps you didn't play it.
就是这些人有时候会失丧他们的灵魂，因为你有这样一个这个角色，你有这样一个事情可以做，但是你没有做。
And brother, let me be clear. I am not trying to shame you.
我在这里想大家讲得清楚一下，我不是像 我不是想在这里使大家难堪。
Do you know anything about shame?
你知道难堪是什么意思吗？
Shame-based societies.
就是难堪的社会。
Shame-based cultures.
这个难堪的这个文化。
I do.
我知道。
And let me say as a parent and as a teacher.
我这里告诉大家，作为一个老师，作为一个教师，我已经。
If you use shame to motivate someone,
如果你用这个使人难堪而激励这个人的话，
be very careful because that is not the best motivator around.
大家要小心，这可不是最好的使人能够鼓励人的一个办法。
Using shame to motivate usually backs up and bites the shamer.
是，如果你用这个使人难堪，这个举动的话，这个举动往往会反过来使这个伤害这个使人难堪的人。
I won't develop that today.
我在这里不多讲了。
But let me draw your attention to verse 8.
我们大家看一下这个第八节。
Verse 8 says this, Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, or of me his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God.
这第八节是这样说，你不要以给我们的主见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Don't be ashamed.
不要觉得这个难为情。
Shame has been defined as a feeling of guilt or regret or sadness.
这难堪就是这样定义的，它是一个就是觉得自己有后悔的地方，有罪的地方，有悲伤的地方。
Shame has been described as embarrassment and dishonor.
这个难堪的话，就是使他难为情，或者是不诚实。
Usually because you know you've
不尊重。
You've done something wrong.
一般来说，就是说你做了什么事情做错了。
And your conscience, whether you're a Christian or not, your conscience will tell you you've done something wrong.
你的良心会告诉你，你做了什么事情做错了没有。
Paul says there is no need to be falsely ashamed.
保罗说不要为耻，不要以此为耻。
Do not be ashamed of the testimony of the innocent Jesus.
不要为这个完全无瑕给完全无瑕的耶稣基督做见证为耻。
Do not be ashamed of the testimony of Paul, an innocent prisoner who's locked up for his faith in Christ.
不要为这个保罗做见证而为耻，因为他这个保罗就是在耶稣基督里无辜的被囚的一个囚犯。
Don't be ashamed because Christ's testimony is 100% true.
不要为这个难为情，因为主耶稣为耶稣基督做见证是100%是正确的。
All of Christ's teaching, his ethics, they're holy and they're pure in God's sight.
我们的耶稣基督，他的教导，他的道德，他的伦理，都是圣洁的，然后在神面前是纯洁无瑕的。
And Paul's teaching and his ethics and his lifestyle where he's copying Christ is also acceptable to God. So don't be ashamed.
保罗的教导，保罗的伦理和他的生活的形态都是在神面前可以喜悦的。不要难为情。
There is no falseness, no darkness in Christ's life.
在耶稣基督的生命中没有一点黑暗。
And because of that, he is the only one who's life and sacrifice God will accept to forgive sins.
Yeah, 因为这样的话，主耶稣基督才能够牺牲他的生命，然后拯救我们，然后被神所喜悦。
Only Jesus can pay for our sins and restore fellowship with God.
只有耶稣基督能够洗净我们的罪恶，能够让我们和神的关系能够和好。
He can forgive shame for sins.
然后因为他我们的主耶稣基督能够洗净我们的罪，能够也让我们不再难堪，不再难为情。
And he can replace shame with his peace and his favor and hope for fresh beginnings.
Yeah, 然后他就能够把这个我们的这个难为情和难堪，然后用他的和平喜悦和在 神里面的重新开始，新的开始，就有了一个新的希望。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is the most powerful force in the entire world.
这个耶稣基督的福音就是世界上最大的，有力量的，有能力的。
What is a clear definition of the gospel?
这个我们的福音的清楚的概念是什么？定义是什么？
Brother, I submit to you that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 3 through 8, you will have the gospel defined very clearly.
在哥林多前书15章3到8节里面，这里就有一个很清晰的定义，就是给这个福音做的清晰定义。
Let me read it in English, and then we'll hear it in Chinese. The gospel, 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 8. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received. Here it comes. That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. And that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James. Then he appeared to all the apostles. And last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me, Paul, also.
是，这个哥林多前书十五章三到八节是这样说的：我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照着圣经所说，为我们的罪死了。而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，以后显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半如今还在，却已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
Brothers and sistersPaul is very, very clear. This is what he's going to deliver. It is of first importance. It is the most important thing that he can say and deliver.
这个就是保罗所说的，这个是最要紧的事情，他要把这个信息传出去。
And he says it. Christ died for our sins.
他这里说，耶稣基督为我们罪而死。
He was buried and then raised on the third day.
他埋葬了，第三日复活。
And then he started making his appearances to various people.
然后他就显给各种不同的人看。
Including Paul.
包括保罗。
And brothers and sisters, I would expect you to say to me, and he's appeared to me too.
我在这里希望大家说，他耶稣基督也向我显现。
Jesus is not a stranger. He has introduced himself to me. I know him. I believe him. He's appeared to me too.
耶稣基督对我来说不是一个陌生人，他向我显现，他向我自己介绍他自己。
I have heard his voice.
我听过他的声音。
He knows me.
他知道我。
He knows where to find me.
他知道哪里去找我。
And he invites me to be with him.
他邀请我与他在一起。
Be with him now and forever.
和他在一起，从现在直到永远。
That is good news.
那个才是好消息，福音。
Six years ago, my mother, who was 89,
六年前我的妈，那个时候她是八十九岁
，resting in our guest room,
她坐在我们的客厅里休息
，suffering from Alzheimer's,
她Alzheimer's 是什么？帕金森症啊，OK.
Six years ago. In the morning, my mother was visited by Jesus, and he took her to be with him forever.
六年前，我的母亲就是耶稣基督来看了她，然后他就把她接走了，永远接走了。
I was looking at the bed in which my mother passed away on.
我看着我母亲去世的那张床。
And I realized that is a special bed, and that is a special room.
那个是一个很特殊的床，那个房间也变成了很特殊的房间。
Because Jesus said he would come there and he would take my mother to be with him forever.
因为耶稣说他会来接我的母亲，一直把我母亲接去和他在一起，永远。
And he did.
耶稣基督做了。
That room is a special room.
那个房间真是很特殊的一个房间。
I'm not afraid of that room.
我不害怕那个房间。
That room Jesus has been in.
那个房间耶稣基督待过的。
And that's part of the gospel. My mom believed it.
这个就是我母亲所相信的福音。
And so he came himself and he took her.
耶稣基督自己来把我的母亲接走了。
We were very surprised at how quickly she went.
我真是很惊讶，她去的时候是那么快。
The day before, the doctor said to her, "Oh, you look so good."
前一天，我的医生还对她说，哎，你看上去真的非常好。
It was true. She looked great.
呀，那天真的是非常好。
And in the morning, she was sitting on her bed. she was sitting up, and it was like she was waiting for a bus.
早上她坐在床边上，然后她就站起来，就好像她在等一个公车一样。
She looked calm. She was fine.
看上去很平静啊，真的是非常好。
So I got her up and I fed her favorite breakfast, waffles.
我就把她扶起来，然后我就给她吃她最喜欢的这个waffle这个早餐。Waffle 是什么
？Syrup and butter.
然后就是甜酱和这个就 butter 油。
She loved it.
她真的很喜欢吃这个东西。
And then she turned and she started moving towards her bed again.
然后他就转过去了，然后就又到床上去了。
And she said to me her last words.
然后他对我说了他最后一句话。
Dick, I just need a little more rest.
Dick, 我就再歇一会儿。
The last words I heard my mom say was rest.
我最后听我妈说的那句话就是休息一会儿。
So I put her down.
然后我就把她
brought the covers up over her.
然后把她躺下，然后把她
kissed her on her forehead. And I said to her, I'll be back in.20 minutes.
然后我就把她扶在床上，给她盖上被子，吻了一下她，说，哎，我就去一下，我二十分钟以后回来。
Went to the next room, had a cup of coffee, read the sports page.
然后我到隔壁房间，然后就喝了杯咖啡，然后就读了读那个报纸上的这个体育版。
I'm the only one in the home.
我那时候就我一个人。
I didn't hear any noises.
我没有听见任何的声音。
When I went back in 20 minutes.
二十分钟以后我回去了。
Jesus had come already, and he had taken my mom.
神耶稣基督已经来过了，他已经我妈接走了。
It was a beautiful death.
真的是很美好的人的死亡。
I was really surprised.
真的是我很惊讶有这样的事情。
And when they came to get her body,
当那些人来把她的尸首运走的时候
，They said this is a very normal death.
那些人告诉我这个是很正常的死亡。
And we could still hear.Her pacemaker going.
Pacemaker. 她有个起搏器，那个起搏器还在那里，她还在跳着。
So her heart stopped, but her pacemaker kept going.
她的心脏是停止跳动了，那个起搏器还在那跳的。
Jesus said he'd come and get my mom. She believed him. He did. They are gone.
Yeah. 耶稣说他会来接我的母亲啊，所以我妈真的是很相信这个事情，然后他们走了。
I was the first Christian in my family.
我在我的家里是第一个基督徒。
And they didn't know what to think.
他们不知道，其他人不知道怎么想这个事情。
I said to my brother, who was a Marine Corps aviator.
我告诉我的兄弟，他是一个在海军里面服役，在空军里面服役的。
I shared the gospel with him.
我向他分享福音。
He said to my mom, tell Dick.Religion's a private matter.
他对我妈说，哎，妈，告诉那个 Dick， 这个宗教信教的事情是个人的事情。
Don't cram it down my throat.
不要把我塞到我的喉咙里来。
I shared the Lord with my sister.
我把我的这个福音呢，告诉了我的姐姐和妹妹。
And she asked me one question.
她问了我一个问题。
When if Dad dies tonight, where will he go?
他问了我一个问题，就是说我如果爸爸今天晚上死的话，他会到哪去呢
？So I told her, according to the Bible, he doesn't have a savior. He's going to separate himself for the rest of his life from God.
然后我就跟他说，按照圣经上的讲法，因为这个爸爸没有被拯救，所以他就是和神要分开。
She didn't know if I was right or wrong.
我的姐姐并不知道我讲的是对的还是错的。
So she went for 5 years to Women's Bible Study Fellowship to study.
然后我的姐姐就去了这个妇女查经班，在那里查了5年的经。
And at the end of 5 years, she said, not dictated, not my brother's right. She said, the word is, the Bible's truth.
所以他没有说我的弟弟啊，这个迪克讲的话是对的。他只是讲，这个圣经上的话是对的。
And of the five, of the six original family,
我们家里的六个成员
，five of us have come to Christ with only one left.
有五个就是接受了主耶稣基督，只有一个没信的。
Sometimes when you start sharing it first, they don't want to hear it. It's private, not for me. No, thank you. And there's a pushback.
刚开始在向别人分享的时候，那些人有可能说，哎，我不要对我说了，他们就会反弹这个福音。
But sometimes when you share, it's the very thing that people have been waiting for.
但有时候你分享的时候，你会发现那这个福音就是很多人在那里等了很久的，想要听到的。
Brothers and sisters, regardless of the response, if you are true and polite and honest when you share, share the clear gospel. Don't add stuff onto it. Share the clear gospel. That's where the power is.
当你在那里真诚地向别人分享福音的时候，就是说你不要把自己的想法加上去，因为就是讲这个圣经上的这个福音的完全的定义，这样的福音才是有能力的。
I shared the gospel with a classmate of mine.
我向我的一个同学分享过福音。
And I didn't do well.
那时候做得不好。
I gave her too much.
我给他的信息太多了。
I overwhelmed her with the word.
这个给他的信息太多，让他接受不住。
I didn't ask her any questions. I didn't let her give me any questions.
我甚至没有问他你有什么问题，真是不让他有问题。
I just brought it and I went all over her.
我就是完全的在走过去，把所有的东西就让他倒下去。
My fault.
这个是我的错。
Too much.
太多了。
Bad timing.
时间上也不对。
A superior attitude.
这是完全是一个从上而下的一个态度。
And for 15 years, our relationship was harmed.
我们那时候已经有15年的友谊了。那个事情以后，我们的关系就受伤害。
She suffered.
Okay, 她的这个同学她受伤了。
I suffered.
我也受伤了。
And when I finally apologized after 15 years,
我刚才说过了15年以后，我才有机会向她道歉。
She said, 15 years is a long time to have a broken friendship.
她就对我说，15年真的是很长时间啊，如果有这么长的时间，我们的关系都破裂的话。
Let's make peace and return to our friendship.
让我们有和平，然后恢复我们的朋友的关系。
Now I am praying for her, and I'm very, very careful.
现在我为她祷告，所以当我现在讲话的时候是非常仔细小心。
But we suffered.
我们真是互相受了伤害。
And but I will say this, I wanted to make that relationship right.
弟兄姐妹，我要这样说，我想要使那个关系合适。
Because I did not want to be the Christian who blocked her way.To Christ.
因为我不想成为这样一个基督徒，我使他和耶稣基督的路断绝。
I thought I shared the gospel, but I didn't share it well.
我想我那个时候觉得我是分享了福音，但是我不是把福音分享得很好。
And we both suffered.
我们两者都受了伤害。
Brothers and sisters, one of the great principles that Paul is teaching Christians here.
这个最主要的原则，这个保罗教导基督徒的
，is that suffering is part of the real Christian's experience.
就是我们受苦，就是基督徒的一个生活的一部分。
And he's saying to Timothy.
他对提摩太说。
And he's saying to the believers who follow.
他对其他的信主的基督徒也是这样说。
Take your share of the suffering, your part. Take your part.Don't skip it.
就是要把你的受苦的要有受苦的心智，你要有自己承受受苦的一部分。
So if you make comfort,
如果你觉得舒适的话
，your goal in life,
你的生命的目的
If you make comfort without any kind of suffering or trouble,
如果你生活目的就是想享受，不想受苦，
you may miss the commandment to take your share of the suffering.
就是你会就是没有守住这个神给你的命令，就是要有利苦的受苦的心智。
If you present the real gospel,
如果你向别人分享真福音的话，
you may have to suffer.
你要受一点苦的。
Oh, and we know, and I'm just saying, we know many believers in Asian countries who have suffered for their faith.
我们知道很多的亚洲的国家，那个时候因为福音的缘故受了很多苦。
Never forget, I said it. Never forget that first phrase I heard: 有名无实。
就是大家记得“有名无实”这个字。
But the Christians who had the real stuff, some of them really suffered.
就是如果这个基督徒是真的是有神的生命的话，他会受苦。
That is not shame based. That is they took their part of the suffering and they can hold they can hold themselves in front of the Lord and say, I've taken my part.
这个不是说他们觉得难为情。而是他们有这样一个心智，在神说我要受我的苦，然后在神面前也能持守。
Brothers and sisters, on the 9:14, the believing and guarding God's gifts. God gives gospel workers, God gives His people gifts to help them share the gospel.
这个第九章第九节到十四节就是这个怎样相信和守住神的礼物。
One gift is that He has called us to Himself.
第一个礼物就是说，神把我们招在他面前。
And when he calls us to himself and we come to be with him,
我们在和与神在一起。
He knows us and can redirect us then.
他就知道我们是什么样的，然后他就让我们改变我们的生命。
Sometimes, like Paul, we think we're on the right course.
有时候我们相信，我们觉得我们是这走的路挺对的。
And God must direct us, must redirect us, or else we will destroy ourselves.
Yeah, 神在那里就改变了我们走的路，不然的话我们就走向自我毁灭的路。
And God's calling is a holy calling.
神的呼召是真的是圣洁的呼召。
It's holy because God has His purposes and His plans, and they are gifts for us to protect us.
因为神有他对我们生命有一个目的，他对我们生命也有一个计划，这个对这个是神在那里保护我们。
And God calls us by name.
他在那里呼召我们，用我的名来呼召我们。
Because He knows us best.
他知道我们，他追到最知道我们是什么样。
And God calls us to a holy life.
然后神把我们呼召到一个圣洁的生活。
Not because we've done good deeds.
不是因为我们做了什么好的行为，
but because of His purposes and His grace.
是因为神的目的和神的恩典。
May I remind us that salvation is never earned by anybody. They can do nothing to earn their salvation.
大家知道这个拯救这个是不是靠你能够做什么事情来够得到的。
So like my dad would say, I've done many good things in my life.
我的父亲说，我在一生中做了很多的好事。
I said, Dad, I know you've done many good things in your
我说爸爸，我知道你做了很多的好事。
But you're bargaining with God.
但是你在那里和神讨价还价。
You're saying I'm not that bad.
神啊，我不是很坏的。
I've done lots of good things.
我做了很多的好事。
Therefore, you need to give me a second. You need to accept my plan of salvation.
所以你要接受我，我有这个计划，怎样得救的计划。
I said, Dad, I love you.
我说爸爸我爱你。
You've created another plan to salvation.
你自己造了一个计划，你自己的计划怎样得救。
And
然后
be careful that you don't call God a liar.
你比较小心，你不要在那里说神是个说谎者。
He has the only plan. He does have the only plan.
神在那里有一个唯一的计划。
Your good works,
你的做的好事情
God bless you for them.
神也很祝福你做的好事。
That is not going to get you salvation.
不会让你得救。
We need to speak plainly. I did with my dad because we had a good friendship.
我在那里和我爸爸这样很明显的、很明确的说，因为我们关系还不错，挺好。
And 2 years before my dad died,
在我爸爸死之前的两年
he clearly came to Christ.
他很清晰的他接受了主耶稣基督。
So when my sister and brother watched my dad die on his, in his bed,
当我的哥哥和姐姐在那里看我的爸爸在他的床上死的时候，
he sat up and it seemed my sister and brother, it seemed like he was stretching with outstretched arms looking to the Lord to take him.
Yeah, 他坐起来张开双手看着我的哥哥姐姐，但是他就是在那里等待父天父接他走。
My dad was a very accomplished engineer.
我的父亲是事业上很成功的一个工程师。
But that wouldn't save him.
那个不救他。
And so what did my, the Lord redirected my dad's life?
是神在那里改变了我父亲的生命。
God's purposes have been done in my family and there's still one more brother to go.
神的计划在我们我的家庭中完全的彰显，我们还有一个兄弟要救。
God's purposes cannot be stopped.
神的目的是不能被停止的。
But people have free will and they can say no.
但是人有自由意志，他可以说不。
And so we want to be careful with people looking to the kingdom story that they have an offer from, they have offers from Christ of salvation in Him alone.
Yeah, 所以我们要让别人知道。只有天父我们的主耶稣基督才能拯救他，让他们自己就唯一仰望主耶稣基督。
And brothers, I want to be sure that when a Christian is getting ready, I want to say when a Christian is getting ready to die,
当我这里想说当一个基督徒准备好要死的时候，
like Paul,
就像保罗那个时候，
he doesn't have cancer.
他没有没有癌，
he can,
没有癌症。
He can see it coming. He doesn't know when they're going to call him and take his head off. He knows it's coming though.
他知道那个时候，他说那些人要杀他的，砍他的脑袋，但也不知道什么时候来。
And when you watch him get ready to die,
当你在那里看他准备好死的时候，
it's been written the dying Christian should have his interest and attention.So fixed on the Lord Jesus and the glories of heaven that staring at approaching death is only on the outside of his attentiveness.
这样说的，一个将死的基督徒的话，他完全的兴趣，他的注意力是完全在主耶稣基督的身上，和天国的荣耀，天上的荣耀。这个他看这个死亡就像一个看这个良心周围的事情，yeah.
When the Christian gets ready to die, Christ should become the focus, not death.
他要死的时候，耶稣基督是他完全注目的事情，而不是死亡这本身这个事情。
Because the real Christian knows that the hope and gift from God will be His presence and peace forever.
Yeah.真的基督徒知道这个天上的礼物和希望从主那里来的，从神那里来的，是他唯一的这个和平和这个存在。
And when Jesus appears, he makes immortality more visible than ever to the Christian.
当耶稣基督在基督徒死亡的时候，他就是让这个基督徒更明白的、清楚的明白这个不死的意思是什么。
And brothers and sisters, in verse 12, if you look at that in your scripture, Paul is so convinced.
这个刚才说的就是，就是不朽坏是什么意思？好，大家看十二节，保罗这样的相信。
He is so. He says, "I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day."
好，因为我知道我信的是谁，也相信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
He is, the Greek word shows, he knows this not just in his mind, not intellectually.
他这个希腊文是这样子写的，就是说他知道这个主耶稣基督，不单单是这个词语上、知识上的知道，而是他的内心里知道、了解。
Paul knows God so well, he knows him in experience, not just in his brain.
他通过他的一生的体验，他知道主耶稣基督，而不是只是他的头脑里的知识。
I was thinking about how to illustrate that.
我这是在想怎么样的，再让大家显示一下，做个演示啊，怎么做这个事情。
And I said, "Oh, okay, I will try this."
我说好，我试一下这个吧。
这叫什么？
这个叫什么？
If I'm going to put this in some wood, and maybe hang my bicycle,
或者是把我的自行车挂上去
maybe in my garage,
或者是在我的车库里面
I better be sure that all of these beautiful screws that I get well into the wood, well in, get it in there firmly so I know it won't fall down.
我要做的就是要把上面那个钩子的钻进去的部分，就是有齿的部分，完全的钻到那个木头里面，而不然的话它会掉下来。
Paul is so sure of who God is that it's like having this wonderful ability to anchor. He knows who he is.
保罗知道他相信的是谁，他知道他要把自己和谁完全的钻在一起。
So brothers, if we're going to hang our faith.
如果我们要把我们的信心架在这个上面
Paul says be sure you hang it on sound words that I've given you on the real meaning of Christianity
yeah, 保罗说你要把你的信心建在我教给你的就是福音的完全的整个的定义
okay, now brothers and sisters if I put this in here
如果我把这个装在这里
They will probably never invite me back to speak again.
他就不请我了，再来讲道了。
I will ruin this.
我会把这个弄坏。
And they will say, "Oh, 这是不好。This guy, don't invite him again."
不要请他来了。
He ruins our pulpit.
他把我们这个讲台给弄坏了。
So, I won't do that. I won't do
that.
But, let me ask you a question. When you get ready to hang your faith on something,
如果你准备好要把什么东西你把你的信心建在什么上面的话
If you don't count on the Holy Spirit,
如果你不靠着圣灵
and you rarely read the Word of God,
你甚至不读神的话语
and you don't have fellowship with real Christians,
你和其他的真基督徒也没有有团契
then your faith might be like using duct tape.
你的信心大概就像这个用一个用一个这个粘纸啊，不是，就是胶带，胶带。
So it looks pretty good.
看上去还不错啊，可以。
It looks like it'll hold.
看上去可以这扣。
But if your faith is like duct tape,
如果你的信心就像这个胶带纸一样。
If you are not using the word of God to anchor,
如果你不用神的话语锚住这个钉子的话
，the holy word which is the world's most important book.
这个神的圣洁的话语。
If you're not using fellowship with Christians,
如果你不和其他的团契参加团契。
If you aren't responding and spending time with the Lord,
如果你不和神一起有花时间。
You might be using duct tape on your faith.
你差不多就是用这个胶带来粘住你的信心。
Yeah, if you regularly do not meet with the Lord,
如果你不是正常的和神常有亲近。
How can you hear him when he speaks to you?
你怎样才能听见神对你说的话呢
so, you may think, hey, I'm good to go, how about?
有时候想啊，差，我可以走了。
You might find when trials and persecution come for because you're a Christian, when that comes,
你会发现当有真的逼迫和真的试炼来的时候，因为你是真基督徒。
Paul says, everybody in Asia left me.
保罗是在说亚细亚的人都离我而去了。
All the believers left me.
那些相信主的人都离开了我。
They were ashamed of me and they were probably ashamed of what I was teaching.
他们为我所讲的，为我所教导的，他们觉得羞耻。
And he names two people.
他在那里讲了两个人的名字。
How would you like your name, 小张、小刘 ？How would you like your name?In the Bible, as one of the people who left, they departed the faith. From how would you like your name, Brother Andrews? That's the faith.
你想这两个人的名字在圣经上被记下来了。你想，如果你的名字，不管是小张还是小王，在圣经上被记下来说，这个人离弃了他的信心，离弃了他的信仰。
That is really 不好意思 really embarrassing.
这个才是真正的羞耻的事情。
And then he names the one guy, Onesiphorus.
他就又讲了另外一个名字叫阿尼瑟佛。
It's a, his name means useful.
他的名字的意思就是说有用的。
Onesiphorus's name means bringing a prophet.
就是带一个好处来。
And he searches for Paul, and he searches and searches, and he finds him in prison, and he comes to refresh him.
Yeah, 这个阿尼瑟佛就是在那里找保罗，然后再找啊找，找到了他，在监狱里找到了他，然后他在这里，使他畅快，然后就鼓励他。
Onesiphorus's faith is built; it's really anchored, and he's not ashamed of the gospel. He's not ashamed of Paul. He's coming to encourage him. If they arrest him too, then he is also probably going to be in prison. He is, he's not afraid.
Yeah, 这阿尼瑟佛就是来这里有坚固的信心。把他的信心锚在耶稣基督的身上，他来找保罗，在监狱里找到保罗，如果他被抓的话，他也会被关在监狱里，他并不以此为羞。我在这里把这个看得见的这个样子就放在这里。
Is your faith in God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, is it firmly anchored into the foundation, or are you using something like duct tape?
你的信心在耶稣基督上是不是在一个坚固的基础上，还是你的信心只是用这个胶带纸给粘在这个主这里。
So on the outline we have departers, which was the Christians were leaving the faith because they were being persecuted and were afraid to take their share of suffering. They were leaving the faith in large numbers.
在圣经上是这样记载的，就有一些基督徒，那个基督徒很多的基督徒离弃了他们信心，因为他们觉得这个是他们羞耻。
And there was Timothy, of course, faithful.
Timothy
and Onesiphorus.
但是提摩太和阿尼瑟佛。
Faithful refreshers, they refreshed people.
他们是那样的有信心，然后他在那里鼓励了别人。
They refreshed Paul.
他是那里鼓励的保罗。
Brothers and sisters, are you a refreshing person?
你是不是使人畅快的一个人呢？
I don't know the answer.
我不知道。
But you listen to what people say about you.
听听别人是怎样说你这样的。
When you're not around.
你不在的时候，别人是怎样说你的。
You might find out.
你就会知道。
Some people, you like to see them coming.
有些人你喜欢，你很高兴他们能来。
They just refresh you, they encourage you.
他使你畅快。
Some when you see them coming, you go home.
有时候你看见一个人来，你就是这样子，低头就走了。
And sometimes it's on the face.
有时候这个是表情就在脸上就挂出来。
If there's joy in the heart,
心里喜乐。
Sometimes it comes out in the face.
你心里喜乐的话，他的你脸上就露出来了。
If it never comes out on the face,
如果这个喜乐从来不到脸上的话，
it makes it harder to see.
这是看不见哦。
And if you never show the joy of the Lord on your face,
如果你从来不把神的喜乐挂在你脸上的话，
maybe people don't really think you can refresh them. I don't know.
别人就不觉得你是会使他们畅快的。
Let me end with this.
让我们在这里结束是用这样的话。
There is in 2 Timothy 4:5.
在提摩太四章五节的时候。
It's a great verse.
真的是很好。
And you can ask the question. I'm asking you the question. Who does this verse apply to?
这个大家问一下这个问题，这句子用在谁身上呢
？Let's read that, okay?
让我们读一下。
Can the Chinese go first, please?
中文先读。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难。做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
Beautiful. And in English, it's but you be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Is that to Timothy only?
这个讲的刚才读的经文是只是对提摩太说的吗
？Is that for Timothy or is it for us too?
这个是对我们说的吧
？Who said us too? That is the right answer.
他举手开始。
Okay, so when you say, Brother Andrew, I don't have the gift of an evangelist.
有时候你自己说，Andrew 弟兄，我没有这个传福音的恩赐。
I'll say, okay, I understand that you're not Billy Graham, you don't have a wonderful gift. I understand that.
他说，好，知道了，你不是 Billy Graham， 你也没有这个这么好的恩赐。
But I'll say, have you considered Matthew 28 and the Great Commission?
你有没有想过马太二十八章这个大使命的？
Of making disciples of all people groups.
使众民使我做我的门徒。
And then, have you considered this wonderful verse which says, do the work of an evangelist?
这里面讲到这个要一句句子，就是刚才读的十章五节，做传道的功夫。
There's the gift where people like Billy Graham can really share powerfully. I understand that.
很多人羡慕这个 Billy Graham 有这样一个传福音的恩赐。
And then, brother, I submit to you that all of us are called to do the work of an evangelist.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个人都要做传福音的工作。
What does that mean?
这什么意思啊？
I pray for the person I want to talk with.
我为那个我想要传福音的人祷告。
I pray before I open my mouth.
我在那里开口向他传福音之前，我先祷告。
I watch my motives.
我看看我自己的动机是什么。
I watch the timing.
我想一想那个时机对不对。
I watch the dosage. How much am I going to share?
我想一想，我要向他分享福音，要分享多少的内容。
And I keep on praying.
我们在那里不停的祷告。
Have you ever seen prayer soften a person?
你有没有看见这个祷告的力量？
Some of you have seen the Lord soften hearts and minds as you pray quietly.
你在那里默默祷告的时候，神就在那里软化了那个被传福音的人的心。
And so, brothers and sisters, I just want to leave you today. Thank you for listening.
我这里在这里，就是谢谢大家在这里仔细的听。
Do you know who you believe?
你知道你所信的是谁吗？
Are you in the Word of God so you can learn even more greatly how to believe and how to be with?
Yeah, 是不是你在神里面能够在那里学习，怎样有更好的学习？
My prayer is that your faith will be so anchored in the gifts that God has given you, that you will not fail when it comes your turn to take your share of suffering or to share the gospel.
我在这里祷告的时候，就是请大家为大家祷告。当你在碰到你这个痛苦的时候，或者是碰到难处的时候，在你能够把你的信心完全的锚在主耶稣基督的这个福音上面。
But I encourage you, do not let anything.
我在这里鼓励大家，不要让任何事情
，not money or career，
不是金钱，也不是你的这个成功
，or fame，
你的名声
，or a good name even，
甚至你的好名气
，don't let those things supplant or take Christ out of the center，
让那些事情把耶稣基督从你的中心移开。
If you aren't reading the Word of God regularly,
如果你在那里没有固定的常常的读神的话语，
be careful that you don't go deaf.
就要仔细，你不然的话你会走向死亡。
You just don't seem to hear the Lord much.
你耳聋你听不见啊 ，sorry， 不是 deaf， 是刚才说的死亡不对，是耳聋，你就耳聋就听不见神的声音。
We're in spiritual warfare.
我们在属灵里面有属灵的征战。
And Christians are a large target.
我们这些基督徒就是这个魔鬼的一个目标。
So brother, again, is it going to be?
是不是就像这样一拉就掉了
？Is it going to be duct tape that you're going to use?
是不是这个胶带你要用呢
？Are you going to be comfortable in your Christian life?
你是不是在你的这个基督徒生活中很舒服
？With lots of duct tape to hold things together.
就用了很多的胶带纸把这个东西粘在一起。
Duct tape on your resume.
然后把你的简历也修改，用那个胶带纸。
Duct tape on your IRA.
让你的报税表上也稍微补一补。
Duct tape to protect. I don't know, but I urge you, no, get a hold of it and take a good.Anchor your faith in the gifts that God has given you, the Word of God, Holy Spirit, and fellowship, and the church. Even though it is flawed, the church is still Christ's love and His bride.
把你的信心，建立在神给你的恩赐上面， 读圣经教会的团契是有时候教会也有错，但是也是有问题，但是也是神要求你就把你的信心就建在这个上面。
谢谢 for listening.
谢谢大家来听我的讲道。
Thank you.